starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
Children can find to do on a Saturday afternoon.
It was Woody's fault. He dared her.
Yeah, but she dared me first.
I did not.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Hold it. Now, what happened, Jeff?
Well, Diane dared Woody to jump off the hayloft. And he did it, and then he dared her back. And she was gonna do it, but Porky wouldn't let her.
It was none of his business.
What do you want to do? Break your neck?
It's my neck, not yours.
Porky's right, Diane.
But now Woody thinks I'm chicken, and all on account of him.
Now, just because you were sensible enough not to be foolhardy doesn't mean that you're being chicken, my darling. Now, people who take silly risks aren't courageous and brave. I'm afraid they're just plain stupid. Now, isn't there some kind of game you could think of to play that doesn't involve jumping out of a hayloft? Well, how about hide and seek?
Oh, Mom, that's kid stuff.
Oh, yes. How silly of me. Well, we'll think of something else. I suppose prisoner's base is kid stuff, too.
We could go fishing.
I don't like fish. They're slimy.
I know. How about fox and hounds?
Okay.
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, the foxes tear up little pieces of paper and leave it for a trail for the hounds to follow. And the hounds got to catch them, and they got to keep barking.
Jeff and me will be the hounds.
That's not fair. You've got Lassie and Pokey. Dogs can follow a trail easy.
Yes, Diane's right. You'll have to be the foxes.
Okay.
It's 2:00 now. We'll make it a 1 hour's chase. When you get back, I'll have a prize waiting for you.
Is it cake?
You'll find out.
I don't understand, Mrs. Miller. How do you get to win?
Well, now, if the hounds, that's you and Woody, catch the foxes, that's Jeff and Porky, Lassie and Pokey, before 3:00, then the hounds win. If not, the foxes win.
Come on, Porky. We got to tear up some paper.
Jeff and Porky have played this game before, so I'm going to give you a little tip. Watch out that they don't double back on their trail. Got it?
Thank you, Miss Miller.
Let's double back now.
Along the same trail?
Sure, that'll throw them off. Come on. We'll branch out from here and go this way. You hear that? That's them. Now hurry. Hey, I've got an idea. Let's cross over the old dam.
It's pretty narrow, Jeff.
Oh, that's all the better. Woody's always talking about being so brave. Besides, we don't want to be shown up, do we?
Well...
Of course not. Come on!
What's the matter?
There's no more trail. It just stops here.
It can't unless they're cheating.
Here's where it ends. Let's fan out and see if we can pick it up again. It's got to be here someplace.
Go back or down and around. That old board don't look so safe. What, and get our feet wet?
I know what this is. It's a false trail. Remember what Mrs. Miller told us about doubling back?
Yeah.
I'll bet you that's what they did.
Come on.
Well, will you look at Lassie? She's calling us sissy. I'm gonna try it.
course, Jeff. This thing wobbles with every step.
You can make it, Porky, honest.
Hey, here it is, off this way.
You hear that? They're at the tree stump already. You want to be called chicken again? Come on. Are you really scared, Porky?
Yeah, but here goes.
Lynn, come on, come on. Come on, you can make it. What about Polky?
Come on, Polky, we all did it. It's as easy as pie. Lassie did it, and she's a girl. Stop being a sissy. Want us to go and leave you to the hounds? That'll boy, Polky. I knew you could do it.
Be careful. Watch out.
Polky. Polky. He's not moving, Jeff.
Pipe down. Isn't that Lassie?
He must be over at the dam.
Come on. What a dumb dog you got there, giving your position away.
Forget the game! We need help!
Polky fell! We gotta get to him! He's hurt!
Polky's hurt. He's hurt real bad.
Well, don't move him, Porky. We gotta be careful in case there are any broken bones. First, we ought to put him on a plank. That'll keep his body straight.
I'll go see if I can find one.
We ought to have Gramps here, too, with the truck. Then we wouldn't have to carry him so far. I want you to go home and get Gramps in the truck. Go on, girl, get him.
Here, will this do?
It's perfect. All right, now let's slide him on the board. Easy now.
Want to come in, girl? What's the matter, Lassie? Dad, something's wrong.
Wants me to get in the truck, looks like. Now, you stay here just in case. No sense in two of us going.
The boys are playing in the woods. She wants you to follow her, Dad, that's it.
All right, girl, lead the way.
The bone's broken. This is real dangerous.
Can you see any cars coming? Nothing yet. It's the truck. It's Lassie and Mr. Miller.
What's the matter?
Well, Polky fell off that dam.
Now, wait a minute. Just one at a time. Well, he's hurt pretty bad. No matter what happened. Two kids get him in the truck there. We got to call Doc Weaver just as soon as we get back.
Easy now.
Oh, Jenny, Ellen, get me Doc Weaver quickly, will you? Porky's little dog's been hurt. How did it happen?
Crossing the dam, like fool kids.
We didn't want to be called chicken. I know you told us, Mom, but...
Hush. Hello, Doc. Ellen Miller. You know Porky's dog, Pokey? Yes, that's right. Well, they were all up at the dam, and...
And how long ago did it happen? Tell George to look at the color of the lids. And check the gums, too.
Just a minute, Doc. Dad, Look at the color of his lids and check his gums, too.
They seem kind of pale.
Dad says there's not much color at all.
Sounds like internal bleeding. Broken rib might appear something. You'll have to bring him here right away for an x-ray. Just make it fast. I may have to operate.
Yes, Doc, I understand. We'll hurry. He may have to operate. Yes, Doc. We're leaving right now.
Now get some blankets, Ellen. We got to keep him warm. Get him on the truck. Now hold him on your lap before he'll steady him.
That's what started it all. I'm sorry, Porky.
Gosh, I was the one who started it.
We're all to blame.
Well, let's just hope the lesson hasn't been learned too late. Here, Woody, catch that.
We'll keep our fingers crossed, Porky.
Thanks, Woody.
Easy now. We don't want to disturb him anymore. We have to set him down over there on that table.
Watch out for his ear. You better take Lassie out, Jim.
Okay. Come on, girl. Lassie, there's no sense you worrying about Pokey, too. The rest is up to Doc Weaver. Why don't you go visiting? See Jenny or something. We're liable to be here for a long time. Go on.
What do you think, Doc?
I'm not too sure yet. We'll need an x-ray to make certain. Bring him over here, will you, George?
Is he hurt real bad, Doc?
Well, doesn't look good, Porky. No sense my fooling him. We'll know a lot more once we get a picture.
If anything should happen to Porky, don't worry, Porky. It'll be all right. Doc Weaver can do anything.
Well, it's a fractured rib, all right. That's it right there. See it plain as day.
Was that so bad, Doc? I thought a fracture was...
Trouble is, part of the bone's pierced a lung. We'll have to operate right away and take it out of there. Main thing is, Pokey's lost a lot of blood already. We just can't begin to operate unless we can replace some of it.
You mean a blood transfusion?
That's right, Jim.
Can I give my blood, Doc? I'd do anything to save Pokey, honest. Honest, I'm not afraid.
I know you're not, son. But humans can't be blood donors for dogs. We need another dog.
You mean Lassie?
That's right. It won't hurt her, Jeff, and it might save Pokey's life.
She'd do anything for Pokey, same as we would.
Is she the same blood type?
So far, we haven't classified blood types in dogs. Canine blood seems to be interchangeable.
You better hurry and get her, Jeff.
Well, I thought she was here.
Probably visiting with Jenny.
I'd never have let you send her away if I'd known that.
Better call Jenny, make sure, Jeff.
Well, Jenny, this is Jeff. I'm looking for Lassie. Is she... She was?
No, she left a few minutes ago, Jeff. No, I got busy, and when I turned around, she was gone. I've no idea where she went.
Well, could you try calling around for her, Jenny? We've got to get her right away. Who's she calling now? Mr. Crane at the drugstore.
Tell her to try Clay. She's probably with him.
Try Clay, too, Jenny. Thanks.
I'm ringing Jeff. Nobody answers. He could be out on highway patrol.
She says there's no answer. Well, tell her to keep trying, please.
Well, hello, girl. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound good to you? Oh, the phone. Thanks, girl. Hello? Hello? You must have hung up, girl.
Hello?
Clay? Jenny.
Yes, Jenny.
I've been ringing and ringing. Lassie isn't there, is she?
Yeah, she's here.
She is? Oh, Jeff's been looking all over for her. Clay, you got to send her back right away.
I sure will. Bye now. So, Clay and Hooky, huh? Well, when Jeff gets a hold of you, you're going to get it. Don't you know you shouldn't be bumming around here? Huh? You get on home, Lassie. Well, now, don't you go looking at me like that. I said you're supposed to be at home. Now, hurry up, girl. Go on. Lassie. I don't know what Carlton would be without you.
What's keeping Lassie, Jim?
I don't know. Jenny said she was at Clay's. She should have been here by now.
Maybe she's still over there.
You better go see her.
But...
Hurry, Jeff.
Okay. Are you coming, Porky?
No, I think I'd better stay here with Porky.
Okay. Clay!
Hi, Jeff. What are you doing in town?
Didn't Jenny tell you?
Yeah, she said you were looking for Lassie. She was here, so I sent her home.
Oh, no. We've got to get her right away. Doc Weaver's got to operate on Porky's dog, Pokey. He needs Lassie for a transfusion.
Sorry, Jeff. Jenny didn't tell me anything about that.
Pokey could die if we didn't get Lassie there right away.
Well, look, maybe we can still catch her if she hasn't gone too far. Jump in the car, Jeff.
Wait a minute. Jenny could help.
Good idea. Have her call ahead for us.
Hello, Jenny. Clay sent Lassie home. He thought we were there. We're going after her now. Could you call down the valley and tell everybody to be on the lookout for her?
Yes. Yes, I will, Jeff. I'm sorry. I should have told Clay where you were.
We'll be taking the old road home. That's the closest to the way Lassie usually goes. And thanks.
Catch her, Diane. They're coming.
But you won't pay any attention to me. Lassie!
Did you find Lassie?
Well, Diane just saw her over there, but you couldn't get her to stop. What's the trouble? Mom said that Jenny...
Lassie! Lassie! Lassie!
She wouldn't stop for me, Jeff.
Well, I know. Clay told her to go straight home, and I guess that's what she thought she should do. Come on.
How's Pokey, Jeff?
Can't tell. Doc might have to operate.
Gee.
He needs Lassie for a transfusion. Get in, girl.
Need us for any help?
Thanks, Diane. We'll see what Doc Weaver says.
Thanks for finding her, and thank Jenny for me, too, will you?
Thank you.
Oh, thanks, Jenny. I hear them coming now.
Ellen, you'll have to give me a hand. George, put those tables together.
Yeah.
We've got to work fast now. Every second counts.
How is he, Porky?
About the same, I guess.
Am I glad to see you, girl?
Get Lassie up on that table, Jeff.
Come on, Lassie. Come here.
Come on. Come on. Jump up there. Come on up.
Now, this won't hurt Lassie a bit, Jeff. And the blood she gives Pokey, she won't miss it in the slightest.
Well, what can we do?
Look, why don't you boys go over to the grocery store and get some cans of soup? Both your dogs are going to need liquids when this is over.
But, Doc,
do what I say, Jeff.
Okay. The doc's right, Porky. Besides, with Mom and Gramps here, there's enough help.
Doc will call you if he needs you, honey.
Sure. Come on, Porky.
It's going to be tough enough without that poor kid in here watching.
Yes, I know.
Well, let's get started.
Oh,
Okay, Porky. Jeff, you can come in now.
How was he, Doc?
Well, I've done all I can, Porky. Ribs back in place, bleeding stopped.
And Doc gave him some shots to prevent infection.
And Coramine to stimulate the heart.
Seems like operating on a dog is just about like operating on a human.
No different. Even to having a blood donor. Let's hope your blood does the trick, Lassie. That was the main thing.
Hear that, girl?
You can give her some of that soup now, Jeff. She'll be hungry.
Okay.
Now, it's up to Pokey.
Please, Pokey. Please get well. I'll never call you chicken again, honest.
He'll be all right, Porky. Just keep your fingers crossed.
What do you think I've been doing? Man, we've crossed so long, we'll never come apart. Doc! Doc, come here quick! Look, he's opened his eyes!
Well, Porky, I have an idea he's going to be all right. In a couple of weeks, he'll be as good as new. Thanks mainly to Lassie here.
Pokey, Pokey, you're gonna get well.
Sure. Look, his tail's a wagon.